The Gardaí are investigating an alleged indecent assault on a child in County Dublin. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, what has been reported so far about what has happened?
Well, the Gardaí are now conducting a criminal investigation. A young girl with behavioural issues who was in the care of Tusla was on a day trip with staff on Sunday. They went to Dublin City Centre, but the girl absconded from the group. Her disappearance was reported to the Gardaí, who commenced a missing persons inquiry and they began searching for her. It now appears the child travelled to Saggart in County Dublin, where she met a man who allegedly indecently assaulted her in the early hours of Monday morning. This morning, the Gardaí have issued an appeal for any witnesses or anyone with information to contact them. They say they want to speak to anyone who is in the City West Drive, Garter Lane, City West, Lewis Stop or Saggart Lewis Stop areas between 11 p.m. on Sunday night and 1:30 a.m. on Monday morning. And they say they can be contacted at Clondalkin Garda Station or the Garda Confidential Line. The Gardaí secured medical treatment for the child. They have been engaging with her and the care staff to establish the facts of the alleged incident. They've also engaged specialist child interviewers to speak to the young girl to try to determine what happened. Two locations near the City West complex were sealed off yesterday for forensic examination. Both cordons have now been lifted. CCTV has also been gathered in the area from the nearby Lewis Stop. And they also arrested a man in his 20s in the Saggart area yesterday. He's still being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act today and being interviewed. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. His period of detention is due to expire later today and a decision will have to be made whether to charge or release him.
Paul, what is Tusla saying?
Yeah, Tusla issued a very detailed and comprehensive statement late last night. They said it can confirm that a young girl in its care was involved in a serious incident over the weekend. It said the child was volunteered by her family into the care of the agency in February of this year due to significant behavioural issues. It said the young girl was living in a fully staffed registered residential placement provided by a funded partner in the community and voluntary sector. She absconded from staff while on a planned recreational trip with staff in the city centre. Tusa said staff immediately reported her missing to the Gardaí and she was later found to have returned to a relative's home. But then she absconded from that house later on Sunday evening. Now, Tusa said she remained in phone contact with the staff but would not identify her precise location. But she did subsequently tell staff that she had been involved in a serious incident. The staff managed to identify her location through the details she provided during that phone contact, and they alerted the Gardaí, who went and collected the child and brought her to safety. Now, Tusla said its priority now is on supporting the young girl and her family, liaising with the Gardaí as part of their investigation, and says it's not appropriate to share any further details at this time.
Is there much misinformation online about this case?
Yeah, there are always concerns around disinformation and misinformation in cases like this. I mean, we remember an attack on a child in Parnell Square 2 years ago led to first to protests, then to attacks on Gardaí, and then to the Dublin riots. There was a protest outside the iPass Centre in City West last night, even though the man in custody was not a resident there. Around 60 people stood outside, various flags, and they marched then to a line of Gardaí, but there was no trouble reported. I mean, Gardaí consistently point out that there are individuals online and in person with anti-migrant agendas who seek to weaponize incidents like this and use it for their own means. In this case, there is evidence of tensions and fears being whipped up, misinformation and disinformation being spread, particularly online, with particular individuals with their own agendas putting out information that simply isn't true. Gardaí also say they're treating the allegation with the utmost seriousness. All necessary resources have been allocated. And in this case, they have made an arrest quite quickly after this was reported to them. They say they're following all lines of inquiry and they're not looking for anyone else at present.
Paul, thank you very much. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. It's 8:30. This is Morning Ireland. Kate's here with the latest news. And we're returning finally this morning to that ongoing Garda investigation into an alleged indecent assault of a child in Saggart in County Dublin yesterday. Speaking on his way into Cabinet in the past few minutes, Simon Harris said that time is needed to establish the facts.
So at this early stage, what I would say is this raises very worrying and very profound issues. I'm very conscious of the fact that there's an ongoing Garda investigation at an early stage also, and I don't want to say anything to cut across that other than to say there are a number of profoundly worrying aspects already being discussed in the public domain. it's important that we have an opportunity, I think, to establish the facts, that the agencies have an opportunity to also present those facts. But this is a deeply distressing, horrifying, shocking situation that is profoundly concerning and raises fundamental questions, including, of course, the well-being of a child who was in care.
And that was the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, speaking on his way into Cabinet in the past few minutes. More on this story throughout the morning. It's a minute to nine.